So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, everyone.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm your host, Serena.
And I'm Joe.
That was so exciting for me. I've never done the intro.
You could do it from now on if you'd like.
Really?
Yeah, we could switch it up.
Okay, we could take turns.
All right, nice. You want to keep going?
Sure. You know what? This is my time to shine. I'm gonna take it away, guys. So we are going to dive right in to our Bachelor Nation breakdown, which we are starting our episodes off with. For those of you that don't know, it is the highlight since we last talked to you in Bachelor Nation news. And there has been a ridiculous amount that has happened.
Yeah, let's get into it. First thing, we actually had Noah and Abigail on our last podcast. So if you didn't listen, check it out. But so happy for them. We're still celebrating them because they got engaged. They were on our season of Paradise, Bachelor in Paradise season number 7, the most successful Paradise of all time.
I know. 6 couples.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's very exciting.
It truly is. We have a baby coming out of it, Becca and Thomas. We have weddings, we have engagements. I don't know why. Maybe it was because there was that COVID break where they took a year off and people were just like ready.
I think that has something to do with it. Yeah, I feel like coming out of COVID, not everyone, but there was a lot of people that were like, "You know what? I'm ready to settle down." Yeah. Like, I'm ready to commit to a relationship. Or they just got lucky with a lot of really good people who were able to form strong connections. But we are so excited for Abigail and Noah. Definitely go check out that interview. And we're so happy to be able to include their engagement in our Bachelor Nation breakdown today.
Absolutely. So yeah, good for them. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, we do have an unfortunate breakup. Caitlin Bristow and Jason Tardik officially ended their engagement. You know, that's a tough one because I'm friends with both of them. I really like both of them. I like them together. But at the end of the day, if they're not happy, you know, they need to change that. And that seems to be what happened. But it's never easy going through a breakup, and I'm sure they're going through it. So, yeah, I don't know. It's tough. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think there was definitely some speculation about the breakup a little bit prior to the statement. Then the statement obviously got released. And I think there's still people that are like, there's got to be more. Like, what's happening? Like, why did they break up? But it sounds like based on everything they've said, it was just, it didn't work out. And it was both of their decision. And there's still a lot of love and respect between the two of them, which is, you know, as much as you can hope for after being together for 4 years and ending that with someone. I know they live together. They have two dogs that they share that I think they're going to continue to share.
That's going to be tough.
Which that's tough. That's tough. Like the little fur baby is having to keep that string connecting you two. But it sounds like there's still a lot of love and respect there. And they're just going to go their separate ways. And sometimes relationships don't work out. And it's sad when it happens, but it's probably... sounds like for the best.
Yeah. Well, one thing that's tough, and, you know, you have to expect it somewhat when you become, you know, when you step into this world of public relationships, I guess, or whatever. You know, you go on The Bachelor, and if you're in a bachelor relationship, it is public via social media. And then you have, you know, rightfully so, everyone's going to have their opinions, right or wrong. But it does suck for Jason and Caitlin because, you know, you're getting like, oh, she's getting a lot of the blame or he's getting the blame. But at the end of the day, like, we don't know the insides of their relationship. So it's just like, maybe it didn't work out and they both knew it and that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I've seen a lot of different comments and guesses onto what was going on and a lot of blame being thrown around. But at the end of the day, like, you just don't know. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what's going on inside someone's relationship. Like, you can speculate all you want, but at the end of the day, you have to just take what they said and believe that as their truth. And if there's other stuff that they don't want to share or there's nothing else, like, you just don't know. And you have to respect their privacy. But I think it looks like they're both taking some time off of social media. I know Caitlin put out a statement saying she was going to take a break. And I think that's for the best. I know if I was going through a breakup, I would not want to see... you know, there's a lot of support, but there's also a lot of negative comments out there too, which, you know, can only add salt to the wound.
It's not easy, but you know what? They'll get through it. So moving on, positive news. Let's end this Bachelor Nation breakdown with something positive.
Let's do it.
Nick Viall and Natalie she's pregnant.
She is pregnant.
Yep.
I'm so excited for them.
Me too. We're friends with them. Very happy for them. We didn't see it coming. We didn't know. We were out to dinner with them not too long ago in LA, and you and Natalie always have wine together, and I don't think she had a drink.
Yes, she didn't order a drink, and at the time, I didn't really think anything of it. I know that Nick always jokes that Natalie wastes more alcohol than she drinks. She's like the queen of ordering a drink, just to, like, have it and sip, and she decided to not order one. I was like, okay, no worries. Like, I won't order one either. We'll just drink water tonight, and then... little do you know, a few months later, bam, we've got a pregnancy announcement. So, we're very excited for them. I know she posted she's been very tired and very sick in the beginning of her pregnancy. So we're just wishing her a very smooth rest of her pregnancy. And we can't wait to meet little baby Viall.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into it. The men tell all. Let's break it down and make sure to tune into the second half of this episode that we drop later this week because we interview all the guys. We interview Xavier and we also have Charity back on. We love having her on the podcast. Can't get enough of Charity. So make sure to check that out. Okay. Men tell all.
I really liked that episode actually interviewing. I think we interviewed like six different people in like quick little segments to get their thoughts and feelings on the men tell all and just have some follow-up questions. And it was almost like a speed dating episode. And I feel like all the interviews were great. They all had really fun insights and things to say. And we got to meet some of the new guys. We got to have some people back. So yeah, definitely check it out. That was one of my favorite episodes that we've recorded.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun because it felt like we were there, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we technically were. Okay. First up, what's the first big thing that happens here? I have... Sean kind of goes at Brayden pretty quickly on.
Yeah, I think the beginning of the mental really focused and surrounded Brayden.
Yeah.
He was kind of the biggest character, I guess you could say, of the first half of the season. He caused most drama. So
he also admits that. Like that is who he is. He is an outspoken, loud person. And, you know, when you go on a show like this, you're obviously being that type of person, I guess you make yourself a target.
Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, like, the environment just wasn't for Brayden. And it just was not something that was going to work for him. I just felt like there was no real like reconciliation with this segment, because Brayden basically stood by everything he said and did on the show for the most part. And the guys basically disagreed.
Well, not all the guys. He had a few guys backing him up. I think like Aaron S. was backing him up. There was a few guys that were like, you know, this is who he was. I think hate him or love him, like, I think he was, I think Brayden was always honest.
Yeah. I mean, I think we are Brayden fans. I thought there's an interesting take on it of like, is Brayden the drama, or is it the people that are bringing like the accusations about Brayden to Charity that are the drama? Like, who do you really put the blame on here? Like, Brayden for kind of just being himself and being honest, and that's not to say I agree with everything that he was saying or doing, or do you put the blame on the people that are, you know, taking it back to Charity and like making it drama in the house? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you need a part of that just for television purposes. But also you have like, so you have Adrian saying Brayden called Charity classless.
Mm-hmm.
And the show literally posts there's no footage of that.
No footage to prove it.
Better believe if Brayden called Charity classless, which I don't know if he did or not, but if they had footage, there's no way that wouldn't, how would that not be released?
Oh, 100%. If Brayden called Charity classless, yeah, they are playing it at the Mental All for everyone to see. Yeah. So I do feel like that was a word that was just taken out of everything he was saying. But like, yeah, Adrian, It looks like you made that one up. It looks like he didn't actually say it, was not a direct quote from Brayden.
Yeah. And in Adrian's defense, I feel like he was one of the guys that approached Brayden, because we do hear Brayden say, my issue with the guys is none of them had an issue with me there. Like, none of them came up to, like, besides like Adrian and then Aaron B, everyone would seem, according to Brayden, and the way it seems, is they were all like buddy buddy with him.
My thing though with Brayden is he does kind of strike me as a guy who's not great at reading the room. He is someone that, like, I feel like gets really caught up in his own emotions, his own feelings, his own thoughts.
But for reality TV, you better have people that don't know how to read a room.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Yeah. I mean, it's great. We loved him on TV. Yeah. Like, I'm not putting him down as he was great TV. But my point is, like, I don't think he would be someone, like, I guarantee you, like, there's guys sitting in the room being like, Brayden, everyone is annoyed with you right now. How do you not see that or feel that? Like, for example, on that group date out in the woods, when Tanner was in his interviews, be like, Brayden, you're doing the most, like, do less. I'm sure every guy standing there looking at each other being like, oh, this is so annoying. And Brayden is just not picking up on it. So, like, I can imagine, like, it was probably obvious to everyone else that everyone was feeling that way about him. But until he watched it back and heard people explicitly saying this stuff in interviews. And my thing with Brayden is, I don't think people were like, you're a jerk, we don't like you. I think he was, A, just really getting on people's nerves. And B, he was oversharing about his feelings with Charity and his speculations.
Well, that was
the
definitely
process.
True.
He needed to, like, reel it in.
Yeah.
And I think the people that had problems with him on that front did express it.
Yeah. I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive,
Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June
30th, 2024. LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
And then here, another guy that the guys kind of basically blamed for not being able to read the room, and they called him out on it, is Hot Sean when he came in. And that's the next thing we see. It's kind of Hot Sean versus the guys, and the guys basically just saying like, you came in like whistling like I'm having such a great time and stole time from us, and we were upset, yada yada yada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I feel like wasn't a huge amount of drama, but definitely big on that one group date. And we actually did get a chance to talk to Sean more about that in our interview of like why he did that, because from a viewer perspective, I was very much with the guys of like, Sean, read the room, what are you doing? But he actually kind of gave more insight as to like why he acted that way.
Yeah.
So definitely listen in on the interview, because it was just interesting to get his perspective on it. But I feel like the whole first half was like the guys versus Brayden, Brayden and Sean versus each other, and then the guys versus Sean.
But also everyone was very tame. Like I kind of wish people really went after each other more, because it would just be more fun to watch. I feel like they all handled it pretty maturely.
For the most part, I don't feel like there was like an apology tour going on, though, which I do like to see. I feel like sometimes people come to the reunions and they're like, I'm so sorry for every single thing I said and did.
Yeah.
Please forgive me. And then everyone's like, oh, my God, we forgive you. Like Brayden and Sean both kind of like, for the most part, like stood by their actions and like gave reasoning for why they did them.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we have. OK, so this was the curveball. It's so weird. The whole thing was just. Very
shocking and came out of nowhere.
Shocking, came out of nowhere, like very like fourth grade type of.
It was just
drama.
I couldn't not believe that this is something that was going on.
So night one guy, his name's Pilot Pete, not to be mistaken for Pilot Pete, but he went home night one, and according to the men there, he was. Standoffish and rude, which, and I brought it up to some of the guys when I talked to him, like, you don't know internally what he's battling with in that first night. Like, we could all speak to it, especially me. Like, I had so much anxiety that first night. It was really hard to talk to people or be friendly. So, like, for them to be like, oh, he's not one of us. Like, he's a dick.
Yeah, they just, definitely seem to like write him off right away. Sounds like a lot of them had negative interactions with him. John B. did say that he like sat down next to him, like angled his body to the camera and was like, so who do you think's here for the wrong reasons? Which I don't,
so what?
Like, so what?
Yeah,
to
so
be honest,
what?
Like the guy, maybe for all we know, like he was like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. Like, this is what I've seen happen on the show.
Yeah.
Like he might have just been like, I feel really awkward. I don't know what to do. I'm going to do what I think is the right thing.
Also, there's seven cameras in front of your face. Like he's never done it before. So, yeah, he's probably just trying to do it correctly. But
I feel like you got to give people a little grace.
But so everyone's up to date, which I'm assuming you are. I'm assuming you watched. This all started because the guys posted on social media their cast photo. And underneath it, they hashtagged FP.
I don't even know if it was a hashtag. I think they just put FP.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Maybe it was just FP, which stands for fuck Peter, because they all kind of got together and they were like, fuck that guy. We don't like him.
Yeah, I guess it ended up being like a running joke for the rest of the season, which like this guy went home night one. He clearly made such an impact on all of these people for them to have talked about him this long. Yeah. But they all were like, screw Peter. He sucks all season. And then I guess at the meeting that you have before the show airs, where they kind of just run you through the do's and don'ts coming up, he was asking a lot of questions, making a lot of jokes. And after that, they decided to put fuck Peter at the ends of their captions for all their cast photos. I think there was like 14 of them that did it. So not an insignificant number. It was probably like in the group chat with most of the cast where they decided, oh, ha ha, this is going to be so funny.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I don't think it was funny. And I think it's just mean. I guess in the guys, if I'm going to defend them in any way, it would be like, yeah, would anyone really know what FP meant? No, but you have to assume if they're all doing it, people are going to try to figure it out.
Well, the way that he found out, Brayden ended up telling him.
Yeah, and it just honestly, it was just like rude and mean and childish and how old are you guys?
It was ridiculous. Honestly, like I was cringing the whole time, especially when they were all trying to defend themselves and be like, oh my God, Peter, like get over it. Like it's not that big of a deal. Like you wouldn't even have known what it meant if like Brayden didn't tell you. It's like that doesn't neglect the fact that you literally 14 of you are so consumed by this guy, Peter, that you put fuck Peter in your bios. Like, I just think it's ridiculous. I think it's so rude. I don't think it's funny, personally. Like, the fact that they all sat in this group chat and, like, spent their time making a joke out of putting someone else down. And the only person that apologized for it was Xavier, which I thought was really nice.
And Brayden, because he told, obviously,
before. And Brayden.
But I also don't. So let's just end this topic here because there's not much more to talk about it. But there's obviously more to the story that we're eventually, I would assume, going to see, because you have Aaron and
Aaron S.
and Caleb, who started it, were still kind of like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like coming at him.
Still mad at him.
So there has to be I'm assuming we're going to see something else.
Aaron S. was like, I think I literally wrote down what he said. Aaron S. said, you are a bitch. And he was like, you're fake. Like, he stood by everything. He did not have any remorse for what they did. And there still seemed to be, like, a lot of, like, anger. Like, I feel like something must have happened also recently.
Also,
there's no
like,
way this
also,
guy's
like,
this mad at someone who, like, pissed him off night one on The Bachelor, like, months ago.
Also, like, people going on reality TV shouldn't call other people on reality TV fake. It's kind of like, you guys are all, everyone's a little fake.
You think?
Well, you're still, like, going on reality TV. Like, I don't know, whatever. I just think it's, I thought just the whole thing was ridiculous, but I think we'll eventually see some more.
I think the perfect word for it is it was really childish. Yeah. And I just don't think.
And rude.
And the fact that they were like, it was an inside joke, like trying to defend that it's okay because it was a secret. Like, it's never funny to make a whole joke with 14 guys putting down one other guy that you don't even know.
Yeah. And there's then, like, nothing funny. And how's he even supposed to respond?
Yeah.
And then they're judging him on his response. So let's move on. We get a hot seat. Of course, Brayden gets the first hot seat with Jesse, and basically just kind of expresses that he got to the point with the process. It didn't really have much to do with charity. He just couldn't get down on one knee. And that's when he decided to tell her that he was leaving. Mm-hmm. I mean, really,
I don't think there's really much more to say about it, if I'm being honest. I mean,
yeah.
We've covered the Brayden stuff start to finish. We had a good interview with him that people can hear more of what he has to say. But I think we're ready to move on from Bachelorette Brayden to Bachelor in Paradise Brayden, which is what we saw in his hot seat. He looks like he has a good connection with Kat from Zach's season. And I think there'll be a lot of people that criticize him like, oh, like the Bachelorette didn't work for you and now you're going on another reality show. But I will say to those people, like, Bachelor in Paradise format is so different. And just because Bachelor or Bachelorette didn't work for you does not mean Paradise will not.
Yeah. And I do want to mention the one funny thing that he said, which was true, is that he, there was no one in the driver's seat bus. And they kept, Aaron B kept saying, hit the gas. And it was like, there's nobody in there.
That was so funny.
That was funny. Okay. So yeah, we're going to see more of Braden. Like him or not, he makes for great TV. We like him. And I can't wait to watch him on Paradise because I think he's going to be entertaining.
And I want to declare something right now. On Paradise, when we recap Paradise, which I'm so excited for, we are not going to be talking about Braden's earrings anymore, are we?
No.
I feel we can put that topic to bed.
Braden's earrings, we put that to bed. And any Yosef jokes need to be put to bed.
We can put that to bed too. Yosef's daughter, you know, I think we should just let her rest. She doesn't need to be made a joke anymore.
Yeah, at this point, this girl has graduated college.
Because it's been going on that long.
Okay. Next hot seat is probably the one that everyone was waiting the most to see, and that is Xavier. Now, we saw Xavier's exit, and, you know, we already discussed, you know, his conversation with Charity and how rough, and he basically just couldn't admit that he couldn't come to terms with that he wouldn't ever cheat.
Seeing it again on the Mentel All, this is one of the most unique situations I've seen on the show in a while. Like, I don't think there's ever been a contestant breakup where it's like, I'm sending you home because you can't promise you won't cheat on me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's still like, he said he got a therapist. He's working on himself. Like, I think it's as simple as the guy just isn't ready yet. And I think his biggest fault on this show was not telling Charity earlier, because for anyone really, that's going to be a deal breaker, but that's something that she should have known earlier, because that would have gave somebody like Aaron B the opportunity to stick around.
100%. And usually I would say like, oh, you know, Aaron B or whatever wasn't going to be our person anyway, so like it doesn't matter. But she actually had a really strong connection with Aaron B. I mean, we see he's back potentially now. And I think 100% she would have sent Xavier home and kept Aaron B and continued furthering that connection, which was actually very strong had she known in advance. He waited too long. Like, it's as simple as that. But I think it's good that he's working on himself. Yeah, my takeaway is the same as yours. Like, he has a fear of committing to someone for the rest of his life. That's normal. That's okay.
Yeah.
But his fear seems to be a big indicator that he's just not ready and maybe doesn't want to do it yet. And that's okay. And the fact that he doesn't feel confident in himself not to cheat on someone, like, you need to work through that independently before you get into a serious relationship. Like, you can't, like, if you came to me and you're like, I'm scared, I'm not going to cheat on you. Well, I mean, we're married, but if this was early on, I would be like, you got to go fix that before we get into a relationship. Like, I can't help you with that.
Yeah, 100%. I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
So, yeah, I mean, that's really all I think we need to touch on that hot seat. And then we can just move right into Charity.
Did I feel like there wasn't a lot of hot seats in this? It was literally Brayden, Xavier, Charity, Hot Sean gave himself one.
That was funny. That was funny. Good for him. Yeah, I think she had really strong connections with the guys at the end.
Her final four guys.
And Brayden.
Yeah.
And other than that, the connections were all very, there weren't, I don't think they were really there. And I think we saw that. Like, it's like somebody like Tanner who went really far.
I love Tanner.
Yeah, I think he's a great guy.
I just feel like he got the short end of the stick. Like, well, I hope he goes to paradise because I think if he has a connection, he'll really shine. He just seems like such a good guy.
Yeah, I agree. But like, you don't really give him a hot seat at the mental all because he doesn't have much to talk about because we saw what the relationship was and it really wasn't much.
And I'm sure there was more than what we saw, but like it's hard when you don't get a one-on-one to then get a hot seat.
Yeah.
Because we aren't that invested in that relationship as viewers.
Yeah. So they bring Charity out, talk about basically just kind of run through her season. First thing that happens, Charity, Brayden, they talk. Mm-hmm. I think it was handled mature on both of their ends.
Her kind of main points were that she didn't like how he spoke to the guys about her.
Yeah.
Which I think is fair. I think he definitely was more careful with his word choices with Charity than he was when he was chatting with the guys. And then she felt like she gave him too much grace on the show, which I think is, you know, hindsight's always 20/20.
Sure. Yeah, and I think she liked them, so you might as well keep them around. And you know, if Brayden was able to make it work, who knows what could have happened.
You want to keep the people that you have a connection with.
But yeah, but that's it for them, and we could, I think, you know, we wrap that, and we're gonna see more of Brayden, like we said, in Paradise. Hot Sean, like we just mentioned, comes up, gives himself a hot seat, funny moment.
I really hope he
better be in Paradise.
He better be in Paradise. That was so funny to me because he did it with such confidence. And I felt like it wasn't spontaneous. Like in the moment, he was like, this is going to be great. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to, you know, have this intimate moment with Charity. And Charity's body language to him was literally like leaned away from him, just in shock. And so was Jesse's the whole time.
Then
Jesse was like, Sean, get out of here. Like you don't get a hot seat.
Yeah. Very funny. And then we have Charity, Xavier. They talk. This is kind of what I believe people are going to want to see.
You skipped over John B.
What about him?
Well, him and Charity had a little chit-chat moment.
Yeah, they had a chit-chat moment. But I put John B. in the same category with Tanner. I think they're really nice guys. I just don't think there was a real connection there.
Yeah.
But I think they're good looking, nice guys. So there's nothing that she wouldn't like about them. It just wasn't
the guy.
Yeah, it wasn't the guy for her. And then we have, okay, so Charity, Xavier, they have that conversation. The first point Charity brings up is, you should have had that conversation with me sooner.
Mm-hmm. Which, and we actually asked Charity about that in our interview with her, what she would have done if Xavier told her earlier.
Yeah. What'd she say?
Tune in.
Huh?
Tune in and find out.
I have to tune in too. I have to re-listen.
Joe, go back and listen.
Yeah, I have to re-listen. And it's kind of the same thing. It's like Xavier, you know, I think he's now aware, like he should have had that conversation earlier. He kept saying, I don't want to cheat. When charities like you should say, I won't cheat, which, if you're about to get down on one knee.
But the thing is I don't think he would have been, I think he would have been lying if he said, I won't cheat on you.
Yeah.
I think his honest answer was, I don't want to cheat on you. I think that's as much as he could give her.
Yeah, which is all we could, I mean, I guess hey, at the end of the day, one thing that's true is Xavier is honest. So if he does cheat on you in the future, he's probably going to tell you.
What?
Just saying.
That's the one thing you can be certain of is he will tell you that he cheated, but he might cheat.
He's honest. I mean, he was honest. Like you can't fault him for that. Like,
yeah, because he very well could have A, not told Charity at all.
Yeah.
Or B, told her and fed her a bunch of bullshit of like, I would never do it again, which is obviously not how he feels. Like
it would people don't I guess if you are going to give him some credit, yeah, it is telling her, regardless of when he told her, he did tell her. There are people that potentially would have went on the show, could have went all the way, got down on one knee, and then tell her, 2 months down the road.
Yeah.
So, that I guess her hearing it late is still better than not hearing it till after a potential engagement.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean... yeah, there's a lot of worst case scenarios.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other situations that could be a lot worse.
I'm playing devil's advocate here.
No, I know. You like Xavier, and I think that he...
No, I don't really know him that well. He seems... at the end of the day, no one's perfect.
I don't think anyone... He's not a bad person. I just think he, like Charity said, dug himself a hole and just kept digging himself deeper and deeper in the situation.
Yeah. But it's all okay because he... does knit her a rose.
One thing I
jotted down in my notes was the music that was played when he was bringing the knitted rose. I was like, what? Sometimes I get confused with the show where I'm like, is this a nice dramatic scene or is this a comedic scene? I honestly can't tell which way this is going, because to me I was like,
did you think he was doing when he said, I'm going to get up for a second?
I just figured he was going to get to give her something that was meaningful to both of them.
Yeah.
But I just feel like once you go to the mental all, Xavier, you are no, she hopefully chose someone else. So also kind of know that there's another guy now. So it's like
you felt like he was overstepping.
I don't think he overstepped with the rose, but he could have overstepped. When he got up, I'm saying, when you're like, what do you think he was going to do?
Wait, I'm sorry. What are you saying right now?
I'm saying sometimes the end guys will
basically be like, I still love you. And if it doesn't work out, I'm here.
Yeah. And just sometimes I feel like, I don't know, on social media, they post at the end and I'm kind of but it wasn't. There's another guy now.
I mean, we don't know that though. And I guess he's thinking hey, if you're not with someone or if you're with someone and it's not working out, just testing the waters here. But yeah, it is. I think it's hard. And I think there's a fine line, especially with the final four, of being this awkward region of I had this really intimate relationship with you and you were the only person I was in a relationship with for that period of time. And I feel very close to you, even if it's just a friendship now.
Yeah.
So I want to be kind and supportive, but I don't want to come across as I'm trying to hit on you still. I do think it's an awkward relationship that any of the final four has with the lead.
Sure.
Just to give him a little bit of credit.
And I'm assuming, do you think she kept the rose?
I don't think she kept the rose. Sorry, Xavier, if you're listening to this. Yeah. I don't think she kept your rose.
I don't think she kept that rose.
Especially if she's with someone else.
Yeah.
You can't keep that rose.
No, you can't keep the rose. Okay, so then that's basically that we see bloopers. We do see the man from New Orleans give Hot Sean a rose, which was a nice, sweet moment.
Was it?
That was an interesting one.
I felt so bad for Tanner. I just felt Sean outshined him a little bit on that 2-on-1 date. And then they bring back the guy on the boat to be you
he
were
did.
My favorite too. I was come on.
Yeah. And then we have some ex-bachelorettes come back to give Charity some advice. And we've seen, we just had Trista on our last episode of Happy Hour. If you didn't check it out, check it out. But Trista, Deanna, and Desiree.
Yes. So Trista was the first ever Bachelorette season one, and now we're at season 20, which is incredible. So she's celebrating her 20th anniversary with her husband. She has two beautiful kids. And then Deanna is season four. And this is her first return to the franchise after her divorce. So, you know, maybe we'll see her again, maybe in quite a few years, golden Bachelorette territory.
She's got time.
Is she still single? Which she's seems like a total catch. I doubt she will be. And then Desiree was season nine, who is still with her guy to this day, and I believe has two children as well. So a great panel of Bachelorettes to give Charity some advice and some love and support.
Yeah, just gave him, you know, solid, gave her solid marital advice and just advice for after the show. I think that pretty much...
It's a big love fest,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's a love fest. We love a nice love fest. And then we have the love man himself, Gary. Gary, the Golden Bachelor, is out there. Gary's such a gem, just such a sweetheart. We see his... we saw that was like the Good Morning America.
It was
trailer,
like his package, right? his introduction package. Video of who Gary is, his story, in case you hadn't seen it already, which I don't know how anyone wouldn't have seen it. I feel like it's everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think people are really, really excited for it. You know, I can't wait to watch him. I can't wait to see what this is, right?
I'm just like patiently waiting for the super teaser for his season where they just show like the big long teaser of everything that's going to happen. And I'm so ready for it.
You think? Yeah.
I want the cast release. Like, I need more now. I'm just like itching for more. I'm like, all right, we're getting to know Gary. Like, where are these women? Yeah. What's the drama? Is he
Gary?
In love
yet? We love you, but we're done with you right now. We need to see. Bring on the women. Let's see what's happening with the women. And that pretty much it was. You know, honestly, it was a tame mental all. You know, didn't really get a fight or anything in there, but it would have been nice to see a couple brawls. But it was. It was pretty tame. Everyone seems chill at the end of the day. And besides the whole weird Pilot Pete thing.
What was your favorite part of the episode?
My favorite part of the episode has to be... It was the Hot Sean going up there and Jesse being like, get the fuck out of here.
That was really good. I think my favorite part of the episode was after they did the big teaser for Charity's finale, which be sure to tune in. They showed Gary talking to all the guys.
Yeah.
And it was just like a very candid moment of them being like, Gary, like, you don't need any advice, but like, don't read the comments. But like, everyone's going to love you and you're going to do great and we're excited. Like, it was just cute to see him interacting with the cast. Yeah, I liked that moment.
Yeah, that was nice. All right, well, that wraps it up. Make sure to tune in later this week to hear all our exclusive interview with some of the guys from the Men Tell All. Trust me, you won't want to miss it. And we have Charity herself, so make sure you check it out. And thank you for listening.
Thanks. See you soon.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've
been working with the brand Beach Bound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beach Bound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.